Christopher Media, the Toddzilla X-Pod.
A one-time disclaimer. If you're a creationist or a religious fundamentalist, if you're looking for political or religious propaganda, go away. If you think I need a little Jesus in my life, it may be time for you to find more suitable surroundings. I'll pray for you.
The Toddzilla X-Pod on iTunes and ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media, let's make some noise. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. If you like this show, please tell a friend. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free by clicking through the iTunes banner on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media, let's make some noise. From Asthma Core Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now?
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get high?
Hey, thanks for listening to the Weedsman Podcast. It's the bonus nugget. You know, it's like the ones that you find, you know, under the couch. Like Aaron says, when you finally sweep under the couch. Hey, thank you for listening, liking, and sharing the Weedsman Podcast on Facebook and following us on Twitter. At TheWeedsman420, you can also email TheWeedsmanPodcast, all one word, TheWeedsmanPodcast at ChristopherMedia.net. You can subscribe to The Weedsman Podcast on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner on ChristopherMedia.net. Android users, we didn't forget about you. You can find The Weedsman Podcast on Stitcher Radio. You can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. Hey, right now, we had an Amazon banner. We took it down, and we put this one up. We want you to help save podcasting by clicking through the Amazon banner we have up right now. Bookmark that page. When you buy something, Amazon's going to donate part of that purchase to the Podcast Legal Defense Fund, helping to save podcasting from those dickheads at Personal Audio. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host all of the Christopher Media shows, like Unregimented every Monday and Thursday, the Weedsman Podcast every Friday, yeah, sometimes Tuesdays, M&M Question Everything, those guys usually drop a show every Sunday, and the Toddzilla X-Pod, whenever Todd feels like gracing us with his presence, but it's usually worth the wait. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking through the banner, you are helping to support ChristopherMedia.net. Hey, DraftKings one-day fantasy sports, no being locked into a team for an entire season, you can draft a new team every day. Christopher Media listeners are winning real money every day at DraftKings. Fantasy football is back with the $5 million kickoff bash. Please click through the banner on ChristopherMedia.net and sign up today. Hope you enjoy the bonus nugget. Hi, people like to talk a lot, so sometimes we got a little extra. And hey, sometimes you can use some Weedsman to get through your week. Enjoy.
We had gotten off on a, I don't know, how did it even start the other, last night? We started talking about theme songs.
Oh.
And
because Mikey B said he had a Tom Selleck mustache.
I don't think it's going to go all the way. It's not going all the way around you. It's got to go across the table.
All right. So I might be a little bit autistic.
Yeah. It started with somebody talked about, somebody mentioned Magna P.I. probably because of B's mustache.
Yeah. Yep.
No, oh, I'm saying he said he was rocking a Tom Selleck. He said he was rocking his gangster Tom Selleck look.
Right,
with
right.
his hat and his mustache. And then we got
Magnum
on
a B.I.
Magnum B.I.
Yeah, because Rob, well, it started with Rob taking a poll on facial hair. And he was looking for advice on a beard.
Oh, right.
And I was like, wait a minute.
Beard advice?
Who are you asking?
You go to the doctor.
Yeah.
The doctor of beards.
You want a mustache, right?
I said, you want to know how to keep a nice beard? You come to me. You want to know how to keep a nice mustache? You go to B. Yep. You want to know how to keep your head bald?
You go to Chris. Yep. Chris with the bald head.
You got to do it right out of the shower.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Don't dry off. Water's the ultimate lubricant.
So anyway.
Damn.
We started singing the What was the theme from?
Magnum P.I.
Yeah, the Magnum P.I. theme. We started singing the Magnum P.I. theme, and then I went into the second part just naturally, and then I was like unsure, actually, right. of myself if I had it right. But Chris confirmed it, and then confirmed, like, shit, like every other the thing we threw at him, except for, I think, Falcon Crest and Heart to Heart and Simon and Simon.
Yeah.
I think they were those were the only three that you did not get.
Rachel. Yeah.
They don't make them like this anymore.
Hell no.
Oh, come on.
Ugh.
Well, not because apparently now we're didn't continue this shit.
Well, that's
oh, cool. It just played this out of nowhere.
This is the new one. This is Hawaii 2.0.
Oh, the new one. Wait. Scott Kahn.
Give me the good part.
Hawaii 6.0?
6.0. 6.0?
Hawaii, I don't know.
Hawaii, I don't know.
So, yeah, I'm going to try and dig a little deeper on this one because we went through a lot of stuff last night. I was just astounded. I knew a lot of what we had pulled up. And it was like, I mean, some of them were obvious ones, but, you know, I watched a lot of Dukes of Hazzard and Moonlighting and whatnot in the 80s. But what was really impressive was the sheer speed at which the answers were flying out of his mouth. I was still trying to get my head around like what I was listening to, and he was like, "Oh yeah, that's I don't know. What were some of the other ones that we?
It's talent. That's a
what,
good talent.
What were some? You were playing them last night, Rob. What were some?
Who's
ones?
The boss?
Dynasty,
Charles in Charge.
Yeah, Charles in Charge. Wings. I mean, what else did I throw at you?
Wings. I don't remember guessing Wings.
I think it did play. I thought it played Wings.
Didn't yeah, I don't remember.
Facts of Life.
Yeah, well, I mean, that one's
that
easy.
One, yeah,
from just because
Different Strokes.
Well, yeah, that one I refused to. I was like, do I even have to say anything? Yeah. Like, we all just knew,
right?
What you talk about, Willis? Let's talk about Big Rob.
Yeah,
let's talk about Weezman. I feel castrated right now.
Oh,
I'm not plugged in.
I have control now. Download Real Player.
Oh, 227.
Yeah. Boom.
I don't know this one.
You've never watched
227?
This show?
Who's in it?
Oh, the woman who played, who's the maid on the Jeffersons?
Yeah, it was
Jack A.
Jack A, yeah.
And the woman, she was Rose on Sesame Street, and then she went legit.
Wasn't it it was a
spin-off?
This was
a Jefferson spinoff.
Yeah, it was a Jefferson spinoff, okay.
Marla Gibbs. This is where Regina King came from. Like, the chick who was the wife in Jerry Maguire, and she went on to play, like, a bunch of strong black women type roles.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, give me a break.
Yeah, that doesn't count. She said it. I should have played it louder, though. I didn't realize I had the player down some. I
never saw this one.
Can you hear it okay?
Snow Carter. Yeah.
Oh, we're slow to react.
Give me a break. Give me a break.
Oh man, I remember this. I remember this TV show.
Out of coffee, I didn't make enough.
I don't know if you watched this one. I'm giving you a half point for that last one.
I'm a 0.5.
So, yeah, you're 1.5.
Can I get the point back if I say that's where Joey Lawrence came from?
Okay, yes. This is unfair. You didn't watch this show.
No, I... Let it keep going. Don't you stop it playing.
Wow.
Rob, do you have any idea?
I think I've heard this once or twice.
I don't even know if I can...
Yeah, no.
I remember this... I remember so little about this show, I couldn't give you much of a hint either. It's Kate and Allie.
Ah, no, you're right, I didn't... Yeah,
It was like two friends that lived together.
No, yeah, it was Jane Curtin was on it. I remember the show, but you know I never really watched it.
You know what's crazy about that show?
What?
Is how many sitcoms use the exact same fucking set. Like, it was the same, I swear to God, Designing Women was on the same fucking set. They just changed the furniture around a little bit. Nice. Anyway, let's see what else we got here.
Newhart.
Yeah, boom.
watches.
Yeah. And wasn't this the one that was the dream, or was that his first show?
Like,
wasn't this the one where he woke up and was like, I dreamt that we ran an inn in Vermont.
This
was the one where it was like his first, it's like this, yeah, all right.
Wow.
No, it was the way this show ended was he threw his first show into the mix. Okay. He woke up with the wife of his first show at the end of this show.
Are you familiar?
I said I had a dream that we ran an inn in Vermont.
I remember when he was running the inn.
So he made it seem like the second show was a dream of the guy in his first show.
The first show that Bob Newhart did, he was a therapist, and he did group therapy.
Okay.
And then the second show, he ran an inn.
Okay.
And then at the end of the show, he woke up from a dream about owning an inn and was back in his old life as a group therapist.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a hell of a writing hook.
That's why he's cool. That's also where, hi, I'm Larry, and this is my brother Daryl.
Brother Daryl and this my other brother Daryl.
That's where that came from.
If you like dry humor...
He's great.
What's his name? Stephen
Wright.
Stephen Wright. Yeah. If you ever thought that Stephen Wright was funny, who I think is fucking hilarious, we wouldn't have Stephen Wright or many other comedians that are like him. What's his face that unfortunately passed away years ago?
Hedberg.
Yeah, Hedberg. We'd have Hedberg at that.
I recently was on a broken escalator, and he is correct. It cannot break. It can only become stairs.
I know. Yep. Yeah.
That's what I thought of while I was on it. I was like, this is Hedberg is right. This is not broken. It is now just stairs.
But, yeah. Early Bob Newhart comedy, really dry. I mean, I didn't even get it the first time I listened to it, but he is fucking hilarious. Let's see. You should get this one. Everybody watched this in the 80s, and everybody caught the style, too.
Oh, Punky Brewster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It took a second.
Soleil Moondrag. Don't know.
Side note, why is Small Wonder not on this list?
I don't know. Side note, remember when she got gigantic boobs?
Yeah, and had the breast reduction surgery? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every man was sad.
Out of this world.
Yeah. Wow. I haven't heard that in a long time.
What?
Well, that's because this is like a TV theme song. This is from like a musical or something.
Ah.
And this is just, they made an 80s version of it.
Okay.
Well, they rewrote it to go with the plot. Mama's Family.
Nice. It's like, what, 0.2 seconds?
Short-lived show, spin-off of a long-running, very popular show. That song makes me want to kill myself.
Yeah, I know.
Where's that weed?
Any idea?
I need the hook.
Oh.
This is like a ripoff of another song, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't fucking know. It sounds like someone owes Harry Nilsson a check.
Joni loves Chachi.
Oh, that's why.
Oh,
yeah. I didn't think you would have. I didn't think you would have watched that, but I thought you would have experienced it before.
No,
Happy Days.
Let's see. What else do we have here?
There's probably somebody listening. Joni loves Chachi!
Yeah.
Come on, asshole!
Screaming
at it. Screaming at the stuff. And stop yelling at me, all right?
Yeah.
I did take a 90s quiz on the internet the other day. I nailed every show.
Wait.
Elf.
Nice.
I think two rips off the saxophone and he was into Elf.
He's a savant.
Like, some of these I know you're going to get. It's just, I want to see how quick.
On the Family.
Yeah.
There you go.
And this was when the credits were rolling. The beginning is technically when they were singing together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. These are the closing. Bob Reiner. Yeah, he did it off the closing credits, ladies and gentlemen. This is a gimme. I just gotta hear it.
Night Court. Let this one run. I just like this is a jam.
The fuck yeah.
We can hit we do this. Nobody white played on this, by the way.
I bet.
Just listen to it. Someone. That's a groove. I'm probably wrong. It's probably all white guys.
Probably didn't say anything.
Probably is.
Is it George Michael on woodblock?
Yeah. Yeah.
How about this one? This is my favorite. Well, one of my favorites.
The bowl is empty. Smoke pussy. Barney Miller, son.
Listen to that.
Let this one run too.
Fuck yeah.
This one's badass.
I bet you it's the same guys that did this thing. You know, same group of...
All-white band?
Yeah.
The all-white band?
The all-white... I think they were originally a klezmer band, but they're probably Jewish.
All-white band. That's your name.
Yeah, that's a badass bass.
They were doing funk for money.
Nice.
This is how we know who Old Dakota is.
Man, whoa, this is the full. Like, this is almost 3 minutes long. I've never heard any part of this before. This is a new experience for me. I feel like I'm about to see Barney Miller the movie. Ha! It's only a matter of time, right?
No. It would have been made by now.
I don't know. What? I did recently they're redoing... Oh, Knight Rider. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, your boy from Parks and Rec.
Yeah,
Wow, he's playing the hospice.
Well, it's going to be like 21 Jump Street.
Self-referential,
like
humor.
The comic.
We're kinda in on the joke of how dumb this concept is.
Okay.
It worked for Scream.
You want Chris Pratt for that?
I understand.
Hey, we're gonna go see him on Sunday, right?
Fuck yeah. Guardians
of the Galaxy. I'm such a nerd. I'm so excited. I already slapped the Guardians of the Galaxy sticker on my hood.
Nice.
They had a little emblem, a little shield emblem that they have.
Where'd you get that one at?
At a comic book store. Last time I went, they had it free.
Nice.
It's going back around on itself. This is still going. They go right back into this.
I kind of peeped the soundtrack to that movie. I gotta say, it's pretty good.
All right.
How about this one? Here's a deeper cut.
Probably not.
I'm sure you've seen
Soap. Don't you remember Family Guy? Well, our younger viewers get this Soap reference.
This is SCTV.
No, this wasn't.
Because you're probably more familiar with the theme to the SCTV network.
Oh, yeah, because that was...
They don't have that one.
What's happening now?
Yeah,
that's right. Now what's happening? What's happening now?
What's happening now?
This is the 80s version. They were all grown up and shit.
Yeah.
I don't see any Mr. Belvedere.
Webster.
Yeah.
Mr. Papadopoulos just passed away.
Valerie.
Slash the Hogan family. Jason Bateman.
How do you change the title of your show in the middle?
I don't. Because she left.
Oh, right.
She wanted a lot of money. They didn't want to pay her. They said, fuck you, and they hired Sam Duncan.
I know way too much about that.
Yeah, dude. Wow.
And like I said, it was on after Elf. So, you know.
Okay. Still know the scheduling.
Okay. Now, I don't know if this is in your wheelhouse or not, but I'm going to throw us a bit of a curveball.
But without this show, you don't have Jason Bateman. This is where he came from. And he's been in a lot of good shit. Like,
yeah.
He's a guy that came out of nowhere and turned into, like, this fucking, like, the shit he does as far as comedy. Like, he's fucking... You never thought of him to be...
I just watched that one.
Good projects, too.
I just watched that Spelling Bee movie that he just did. That was pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
Freaking
hilarious. But, you know, he does that, and, you know, the Arrested Development, obviously. I mean, that's what put him on the map comedically, I think. Well, most people will say.
Yeah.
You know, he did that Extract movie.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Horrible Bosses, which I keep hearing is hilarious, and I have not
seen it. You haven't
seen
that? Oh, man. Definitely.
It's really good.
Jennifer Aniston is hilarious. All sexed up.
Is this a game show?
Yes. Now this is white people.
Yeah.
This is white people playing this shit. Wow. Listen to those claps.
Oh, is this like Press Your Luck? I don't fucking know.
Card sharks. Also used on Double Dare.
Oh, nice.
Did you watch a lot of game shows? I mean, you had to have come with...
So you want to get me start playing game show themes. I'll get a few, but...
I know you're going to know some of them.
Love Connection? I don't know.
Yeah. Hollywood Squares. The new Hollywood Squares.
Let's see now.
Okay. Here's one. You got to know this.
Sitcoms.
From my age group, everybody's favorite game show. Oh, listen to that high energy. It's great. It's like working out. I want a pair of leg warmers and a headband, like green neon.
Wow.
No fucking clue.
Yeah, no clue.
Press Your Luck. No whammies, no whammies. Stop.
No.
See, I watch a lot of game shows. I think I would watch more game shows than...
I remember that game show.
It's still on.
All right. How are you on commercials?
I could do fairly well because they were on. I'm a sitcom.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
And now, an announcement that can't wait.
We have something to tell you.
Can't keep it a secret any longer.
See, from the very beginning, I knew he was a winner.
I felt the same way. So now it's time for everybody in the world to know.
Burger King has switched to Pepsi.
Burger King!
Nice. That was a good
together
one.
Together live.
You need jingles, man.
I don't remember type that. That was from 82.
Type in jingles.
Yeah. I actually got the whole commercial.
Yeah, type in jingles. That'll be more
fascinating.
So what if we decided? Do I have autism?
No.
Do I have Asperger's?
I don't know. You only missed, like, I think 1.5, 2.5 maybe.
It really still giving me 0.5, huh? I didn't earn another 0.5.
I'll be happy with your half point. You got the rest of them right. And in record time. I think that's not even a challenge. I think that was just a baseline test. I want to do this again. I want to time you on it. We're going to go down to the nanosecond.
Well, you
want to
time my reaction?
Yeah, but I need to find I need to find competition for you first. Start training them. We'll sit around all day watching YouTube.
Nice.
And quizzing them.
What's this?
No, you asshole.
Yeah.
And a little left on me.
Oh, Home Improvement.
Yep.
The man.
This is the decade I got 15 out of 15 right on the internet. Dude, the 90s, I just nailed it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Every single fucking one of them.
Didn't they have multiple themes, or was it always this one? I guess it was.
Yeah, they had multiple ones.
So
yeah.
Hoping Justin Bieber just
God
yourself
damn it, this
Earth
stupid
like
bitch.
Like
I know this one. Anybody else?
Full House.
No. Same network. Same night. Even right after it. It was a Perfect Stranger spinoff, is what most people forget about.
Really?
God damn it. It was fucking, anybody?
No.
Anybody? Family Matters. Oh. Your boy, Stephen.
Urkel.
Stefan Urkel was at the end.
Stefan Urkel. Hey,
just because I love it so much, can we hear Mr. Belvedere?
Sure. You're confident I can find it? You're like, hey, man. Bob Uecker's TV vehicle for most people.
Yep.
Who don't know. If you don't know who Bob Uecker is.
The man.
But why did the 80s theme songs have, like, a lot of them had a ragtime feel to them? Right?
Some of them did.
Well, the last one kind of did, too. I mean, this one really plays it up, but I think a lot of them had that kind of bouncy beat to them. This one is overtly ragtime.
Oh, man, this is like the full mix. Life is more than mere survival.
We just might live a good life yet. What is this skit from SNL? It is okay to want to be Mr. Belvedere's friend. It is not okay to want to wear his skin as your own.
I never knew. Nice.
Gone through all my
trying
material.
To watch Mr. Belvedere.
So my advice to the two of you would be...
According to our new arrival, life is more than mere survival, and we just might live a good life yet.
Wow. I think that's a great way to end the show.
Yeah.
Says, you need any more proof? I'm a little bit autistic. Keep going. Dude, why haven't I been able to harness that for good?
Right.
Like my brain.
Get on the trivia circuit, man.
Do it.
The pro trivia circuit. Man, I travel town to town.
Hey.
Every night. There's trivia night everywhere. You gotta hit the road, man. It's trivia night at every bar somewhere.
And if any of you out there think this is rigged in any way, I'll have you know that he did not see any of the answers. He didn't see the screen as I was looking stuff up. And he did indeed ingest just as much marijuana as any of us here.
Right.
Yeah, for those of you who say it makes you slow.
It can.
Yeah.
And if you want to challenge him.
Or not.
You could hit up the email, you know.
Weedsmanpodcast@christophermedia.net.
How would you challenge him through email, though?
Well, no, you say you want to come on the show, challenge the man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, try and
step
take the belt.
The
yeah, take the belt.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do got a...
How would they do so?
We do have a Skype connection. You could hit us up on Twitter at the Weedsman420. We can give you the information for that and, you know, maybe have you call in. Hey, thanks for listening to the Weedsman Podcast Bonus Nugget. We'll catch you on Friday here on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and, of course, ChristopherMedia.net.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.